I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Tommy Kern with us earlier today. Good question by Andy. Rare, I know.
Hey!
But he asked, where do you go from here? What do you do? How do you treat the rest of the season? And how do you protect Drake May? And the answer is basically, well, you don't. You just run and gun.
Do you really just chuck and duck the whole rest of the year? Because he's going to have to duck. He better duck. He's already got a ding.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, what else are you going to do? Run the ball?
No. Another stupid run.
Hand it off? No way.
You know who Eddie Duckworth is?
I do not.
Very aged reporter, I believe, for the Providence Journal when Tom Curran was down in Providence. I don't even know that I crossed over. He finished up in the late 90s, right around 2000. But I've heard his name a lot. It sounds like he was a funny fella covering the Patriots during some of their down years and stuff.
Yeah. The name doesn't ring a bell, but I've probably read his stuff before. I just looked him up. So he's no longer with us. But, yeah, he's – listen, I like all the old-time – what? He's not. The old-time guys, the old-time writers and stuff, when they had to cover the Patriots, when they really sucked, I feel like they earned a little modicum of, of respect when the team finally got good because they were covering this crap team for so long.
Because it's funny that Paul Perillo, I remember when I first started at PFW, used to quote Ed Duckworth, something about the ship is sinking and Patriots.com's writing a feel-good about Kato Sarwanga. And I remember Paulie say that all the time, kind of mocking our own existence as a little bit of a house organ and, you know, trying to look on the optimistic side.
No, people don't say that about you guys.
We really were.
Not so long as Perillo's there.
That's
people
true.
Don't say that anymore.
Very negative.
Yeah.
Very negative.
Certainly is. Anyway, that...
But even he likes Drake May.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody likes Drake May. Who doesn't like Drake May?
That's a great question. I feel like there were critics. We've lost it. There used to be, when you'd bring up Drake May before he started to play, there were people that he sucks, you'll be picking a quarterback again in 2 years, he's so overrated. I don't feel like we've gotten any of that
no
since
one's
he
heard
started
from those
playing.
People. No one's heard from them.
Texters, let's go. Bring it if you got it. If you think Drake May sucks, tell me with your phone number exposed so I can call you on it later.
I became a believer in May, and I wasn't to begin with, but I became a believer, I think, in that Eagles preseason game. You know, when I first really saw him out there for more than a quarter, throwing the ball around, moving in the pocket, and, you know, hitting guys and all that. I said, all right, this guy is, he's better than I thought.
See, this is a perfect example why gullible Andy can be happy and accurate Andy. Gullible Andy, this time last year, said Drake May's really good. There's three franchise quarterbacks in this draft. Take the franchise quarterback that falls to three. Then gullible Andy was giddy and excited when they drafted Drake May. And then gullible Andy on the practice field said he struggled for the first week of training camp and was worried. But then shortly thereafter, gullible Andy saw, this dude is a dude, and now y'all are saying he's a dude. So gullible Andy was happy longer.
Can I just call you Gullible Andy from now on? Can that be like your new name?
Sure.
Yeah? G-A?
Now, I have a nickname, but Drake May doesn't.
Right.
Although the Carolina Cannon's not bad.
Who said that one?
That was on the text line earlier.
I like that one.
There was a few that were...
Carolina
there was like
Cannon. I'm into that. Yeah.
The Tar Heel something. There was alliteration. Somebody did a Tar Heel one, too, that wasn't
the
bad.
The Tar Heel Tornado.
It was.
Was
it? I think it was the Tar Heel Tornado.
It's not bad. That's a better... That's like the... Who was... what was Gale Sayers? The Kansas Comet?
Yes.
You know, the tornado, the comet, like that sort of thing, that imagery, that's good. I associate that, though, with, you know, not so much a quarterback. Quarterback can't be
right.
A tornado,
that's why I think
okay?
you go the cannon. Everybody's like, he's got a strong arm. Boom. Mm-hmm. Carolina Cannon.
Carolina Cannon.
And then he could do a whole logo with it and use, like, Carolina Blue as, like, his color to go with his logo. Although we were just praising him for not having logos and merchandise.
You were praising him for that. I don't care if he does that or not.
No, you do. You should.
I don't care.
Maybe as Brady told the guys at his little weird white party with the Fanatics people that is looked at differently now in light of other white parties and things of that nature.
Sure does.
Don't, you know, maybe win something before you worry about your marketing angle and your logo like he did. I give him credit. He had 3 Super Bowl rings before he was TB12.
Sure, but he wasn't anti doing any of that stuff. I mean, he still...
Early on, I think he kind of was.
Okay, but once he won, he was leaned full into it.
Once he married Giselle, the businesswoman, and he learned his lesson there because now...
I think it had more to do with him linking up with Guerrero. I think Guerrero was more of an influence on him there than
Giselle
was.
Those two... coming together at the same time.
That was his business partner. I mean, that was the whole thing sort of started with Guerrero. Guerrero was very industrious his whole career.
Industrious is a good word for it. The kind of word a lawyer would use to describe some of his activities.
Sure. Some of those cancer juices he was selling or whatever. But yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's kind of the idea. Mac Jones had a good nickname, Mac 10.
Yeah, he just didn't have a good game.
It's a good nickname.
Good nickname, bad game.
What was the name of his thing? His he had like a brand, right? It wasn't Mac 10. It was something else. He was
he did a few.
Yeah. What was that thing? It was like a workout routine. I forget what it was called.
Yeah. You know why you forgot?
Because it was
he sucks.
Mac Jones. Yeah.
If
he's
going to
play this
suck,
weekend, by the way.
Yeah, and you know what he's going to prove?
That he sucks.
Yes, probably that he sucks. I'm rooting for the opposite. I'm rooting for him to have a big game this weekend so that that becomes a story, that they have an issue on their hands because they gave $260 million to Trevor Lawrence and the backup might be better, especially since he's a local boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see if that ends up meaning anything. The midseason is come and gone, basically. We're already...
How about the Tar Heel Torpedo? Sorry.
The Tar Heel Torpedo?
Yeah. Torpedo is kind of a bomb, right? Like an underwater bomb?
Underwater, but yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't mind that
Tar
one.
Tar Heel Torpedo.
The Tar Heel Torpedo.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I don't like Draco.
You don't like Draco? Well, take it up with Christian Gonzalez.
Because I also don't think many people know what it is.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
If you listen to rap music, you know what it is.
Yeah, but a lot of
that's
people
how I know what it is. I don't have one. But
wait a minute. If Rich Keefe doesn't know what it is, and I tend to think he has kind of a wide...
Well, Rich Keefe immediately defaulted to Harry Potter. That's what he thought. So, I mean...
So, I'd say it's more of like Arkan said, it's more of a hip-hop thing. But as far as the guys on the field in the NFL...
I care about the people,
Draco.
The Foxborough faithful.
Yeah.
How many people that live in the greater Foxborough area know what Draco is?
Yeah, 50-year-old Steve in Fall River.
Has no idea.
Yeah, probably.
They're more of a Trump demographic.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, listen. He gets so uncomfortable. Easy.
Well, I mean, listen, the returns are what they are.
He's our president.
Yeah.
I'm honoring the office of our president. The man's going to do great things
That's
in the coming
right.
years.
Day one.
Going to have the World's Fair in Iowa in a couple of years.
That'll save the middle class. There were a couple of towns, right? Not Fall River.
Bridgewater.
Westport.
Bridgewater went like 99% Trump.
Really?
Yes. It was crazy.
My town.
99%?
I may be exaggerating, but like in the 90s.
Seems
it
extreme.
Was
legit 90s?
I believe so, yeah.
So I was just surprised in my town it was close because we are a very, very left town.
Yeah.
Very. And it was down to like 31 votes or something. It was like tens of votes that Harris won our town. That's basically a victory for Trump in our town.
Yeah.
And I was surprised at that. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
You nice
said
job.
Name. You said his name three times. Now he's calling in. Great. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the midseason awards. Also, Brian Frizzoco, our resident Bears fan, wants to let everybody know what's going on with these Chicago Bears because I knew it was bad. He thinks it's really bad. He thinks the Patriots could win this weekend. We'll get to that, and we'll have our quiz with Stiz coming up at 5:30. Here's Stiz with what's trending, and then we're right back.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending this hour on WEI and WEI.com. So much for Jason Tatum's revenge game. The Celtics suffer a home loss to the Warriors. They lost 118 to 112. Jason Tatum had 32 points. Derek White, 26. Steph Curry finished with 27. Celtics will stay in Boston to host the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night. Tip-off at 7:30 from the Garden. The Bruins will host the Flames tonight. Puck drops in a little under 2 hours at 7 p.m. from Causeway Street. Bruins looking to recover from the 4-0 shutout loss against the Maple Leafs. Korpisalo expected to get the start in net for your Boston Bruins. There were three DMPs during yesterday's Patriots practice. Those names included Kyle Duggar, Christian Ellis, and Jamichael Hasty. Seven other players were limited. Patriots will take on the Bears on Sunday afternoon. Kickoff at 1 p.m. from Soldier Field. Alex Van Pelt spoke with the media earlier today. Here's what he said Drake May can improve on this week.
Probably target a few things for him. I think his play action pass has to improve. Just the ball handling there, we're not quite where we need to be to get the most out of it. So that's an area we've targeted for improvement. I think the other thing for Drake is we have plays set for different looks and then being able to respond and react if it isn't the look that we're game planning against and knowing where to go with the ball. Those are the two biggest things.
And Thursday Night Football tonight, as the 4-5 Bengals will be in Baltimore to take on the 6-3 Ravens. Kickoff at 8:15. You can catch that game right here on WEEI FM. Our Westwood One coverage will begin at 7:30. And this just into the news desk, Jaylen Brown has been ruled out for tomorrow night's game with the same left hip flexor strain. Trending brought to you by OrthoLaser New England. If joint back pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at OrthoLaser New England. Online at OrthoLaserNE.com. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoon show, including Quiz with Stiz, coming up.
AUD.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
ACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. By the way, if you missed anything, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Save WEEI as a favorite, and you can listen wherever you go. It's Christian Arcand. It's Andy Hart taking you up until 6 o'clock. And joining us in studio right now is our good friend Brian Frazoco, who you see back there in the production studio sometimes, back in the video room as well. He is our resident Chicago Bears fan, and he's had a very tough week. You've had a tough week, haven't you, Brian? And it's all football-related is what I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get Brian's mic on, please?
My mic's not on.
If we could. There we
My
go.
Mic's not on. Nobody's mic is on.
I would say a tough couple weeks. Ever since the bye, which was right after week 6 or week 7 bye, last 2 weeks as a Bears fan has been brutal.
Bad enough that they'll lose to the Patriots, who have lost to the Dolphins with Snoop Huntley, have lost to the Tennessee Titans, who suck, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, who also suck. They lose to sucky teams. So as bad as the Bears are, what makes you think that the Patriots can't lose to them?
Well, I think it starts with the coach. I think the team has completely tuned the coach out. I think after that Hail Mary a few weeks ago, everyone remembers the Commanders game, Jaden Daniels Hail Mary at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cornerbacks waving to the fans and already celebrating before the game's mm-hmm. over. The coach isn't calling timeouts. He's saying plays don't matter leading up to the touchdown. And it's just really been a mess ever since then. You've seen players coming out speaking about it. DJ Moore walking off the field mid-play last week in Arizona. You have, you know, them having players walk out of practice, you know, during the week last week when they find out that their bench, that was the cornerback who was waving to the fans mm-hmm. Against Washington. This is a team that really hasn't played well all year. They start off slow. They have 10 first quarter points the entire year this year. 10.
Hmm.
Only team with less is Philadelphia, which is shocking because I think that team's like 6-2 or something. They are the only team in the league who's never scored first in a game. So they've always are playing from behind. Last 2 weeks, they've allowed 381 yards on the ground. So if any team's going to run on, you know, if this is any week for the Patriots to run, it'd be this week. They just lost one of their starting defensive tackles to a torn pec. So this is already a team who can't stop the run. They're already getting worse in terms of stopping the run along the defensive line. I feel like this is the prime position for the Patriots to get a win against a team that's, you know, in terms of the standings, middling. I think they're the first team, you know, in that in the hunt graphic that they
right.
put up in games. I think they're technically the first team there because they're 4-4. But you know, I think that's a bit of a deceiving record.
They
so
beat
far.
Bad teams. I know they lost to Tennessee to start the year, but since then they've
beaten... they beat Tennessee.
Oh, they beat Tennessee. Excuse me. All right. So, yeah, they beat all the bad teams. They beat Tennessee. They beat Carolina. They beat the Jaguars. Like, they've gotten the job done against inferior teams. I don't know how you can look at these two rosters and think that they won't be able to get right against the Patriots.
But I would say Arizona's a bad team. I know Arizona's 5-4, and they have a couple good wins.
Better than the Patriots.
Yeah, they're better than the Patriots.
But even still, I don't think Carolina's a great team.
No,
Arizona
Carolina sucks.
Arizona's a good team or anything. Okay. And, you know, that Tennessee game, you said that they basically should have lost that game. They didn't score an offensive touchdown. I think
right.
they only had 6 offensive points. They needed, you know, defensive scores.
Williams had a bad game. Yeah, I remember
Will
it was a
Levis
bad debut,
was throwing the ball all over the place, falling to his knees, holding his hands on his head. Like, he had no idea where he was, what he was doing. And, you know, I look at this Bears team. There's a lot of talent on it, on paper. You look at it, you look at, you know, all the weapons they have on offense, a lot of names on defense who aren't huge names but are good players, but I don't see a lot of them playing up to what they should be playing. Keenan Allen looks old, he looks slow, he looks a little bit out of shape. You know, there were reports in the offseason that he had put on some weight.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true, and he also suddenly dropping balls, which, you know, I never really watched a ton of Keenan Allen when he was with the Chargers. I didn't realize he had a, you know, it yet a case of the drops.
Yeah, but Dunze and Moore are both playing well and being productive,
but
right?
There's some disconnect with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, and they've been talking about it during the week this week. I don't know if Moore is upset that he's now no longer the focal point of the offense, which he was in Carolina all those years, which he was last year in Chicago because he was really their only option with Justin Fields. I don't think he likes helping develop a rookie quarterback. Now, not that Justin Fields was some elite passer, but he was further along. It was his third year last year. He was, you know, been in the league for a couple of years. He was sort of further along than Caleb Williams was at this time. He looks disinterested. He got his money this offseason. He might just kind of be happy that he got his money and sort of upset that he's not getting the ball as much because he's been complaining, like I said, walking off the field in the middle of plays. Like
I've never seen that.
DJ Moore looks uninterested. And for a guy who, you know, seems like a good dude, great player, I've been shocked by this. And it feels like something's been off with him all year. It started week two in that Houston loss, looking upset on the sideline, sitting by himself on the bench. He's just looked
so he's a
totally
diva receiver. I mean, we could just boil it all down to he's a diva receiver.
Right. But I think there are times diva receivers can be happy. Right, I think DJ Moore was. He's not a
usually
different...
when they're getting the ball 8 to 10
exactly.
times a game.
He wasn't a different guy last year than he is this year. He was just getting the ball more. So the diva part of him is kind of coming out. In
but two guys came in, Allen and Adunze.
Right,
so that changes everything. I will say, I went to my FanDuel app while he was babbling on about they didn't score.
Yeah,
And I put a couple bucks down on the Patriots because if you let the Patriots play from ahead,
easily swayed this guy.
Absolutely.
Breslow just has to say, "Oh yeah, we're going to be very active."
Little gullible Andy.
Brian just has to say, "Oh yeah, the Bears stink." Yeah, okay.
No, I like it's the start. It's that they don't score in the first quarter
because
we've seen
so
teams drive it down the Patriots' throat, set a tone. Mm-hmm. Now the bad
Titans
example
just did that. Yeah,
the bad example is the Jaguars game where they went up 10-0 and then went down 22-10 like that very quickly. But no, I like my guy Drake May. He's telling me how dysfunctional. Is this a game where I'm going to say it? Yeah, I'm going to say it. Do the Patriots have the coaching advantage? Do they hate their coach more than this team, whatever's its coach? I don't know if they hate their coach. Just
Eberflus, I mean, I don't know if they hate him or not. It seems like they've tuned him out a little bit. I could buy into that. Before we let you go here, Brian, would you trade Williams for May if you could right now?
So I wouldn't do it yet. I'm probably closer than I was say 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, you know, in this offseason during the draft. Williams, you know, I think he has a higher ceiling than Drake May. The talent is through the roof.
He's got a lower floor, too, because he's a bit of a dink.
But he's got a bad, bad attitude.
Has he painted his nails?
Yeah, he's been doing it. He likes to do a different one every week.
Is he wearing a man purse?
I haven't seen the purse.
Has he cried?
No crying yet. But if they lose to the Patriots and go to 4-5,
he should cry if they lose to the Patriots.
You might see a tear or two. But he has happy feet at times. You know, there was all that talk about Drake May's footwork, you know, in the offseason, Dan Orlovsky, all that.
Yeah.
I look at Caleb Williams, and I see it just up and down, and I'm like, let's just drop back. Let's just calm down. He has happy feet, and when you have a bad offensive line and happy feet, it's not a great combination.
Nope.
He also tries to look for the big play all the time, which, you know, he did a lot in college, which also, if you have a bad offensive line, it's hard to kind of match those two things together.
Yeah. He had momentum, though, during that win streak, right? Like, when they beat the Rams in the pan, like, he had good games.
Totally.
With good numbers, and then these last two, it's, you know, it's
but again,
off.
The teams you just mentioned, right? The
right.
Rams, who were super banged up at the time, and even still, I don't think that defense is very good. The Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
All those defenses suck. All those secondaries suck, especially.
You know what they have in common with the Patriots? Everything. They all suck. They just suck bad group of teams. We'll see. We'll see if this ends up going this way or not. Brian Verzocco, our resident Bears fan. Thank you
he
for
the didn't even
put
his Bears
insight.
Jersey on.
Oh, you got
know,
a Bears jersey?
Jersey?
What do you got here? What is it? Oh, Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky.
My goodness. I can't believe you haven't burned that thing.
That's worse than a Mac Jones jersey. That's worse than a Mac. Mac Jones was a Pro Bowl rookie.
So Trubisky was a Pro Bowl his second year.
Not really.
Well, neither was Mac, really.
Mac Jones was closer to a real Pro Bowler than Trubisky, if I remember correctly.
I'd say they were both very far away. But either way, thank you for the insight there, Brian. We certainly appreciate it. All right. We've teased it all day long.
I can't believe you made me wait till now because I have been so excited.
Alarms have been going off all over Massachusetts, people setting their alarm for the 5:30 quiz with Stiz.
All right, gentlemen. One of you is new to this game, so I guess we will run through the rules real quick.
Do I have to write
quick.
Anything? Do I need a
no.
writing utensil?
It's all verbal.
There will be no math on
Very
your
Very good.
End.
Okay.
I have 10 questions. I have selected a theme. I will let you guys know in a few seconds what the theme is. At first, you guys will each have a chance to guess on your own. If neither of you gets it, we will go to multiple choice. And if neither of you get the multiple choice, there will not be a gimme. You know
I
what I mean? Like, okay. Let's start off. Arcan, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Tails never fails is right, and so you will be going first. Okay. So we're about halfway through the NFL.
I didn't see you flip anything.
I wrote it down. he's not here, but my assistant, he chose Tails about an hour ago.
Got it.
We're about halfway through the NFL season,
mm-hmm.
and so tonight's theme is famous halfway points.
Okay.
Now this is going to get, it's going to get, it's
famous halfway
yeah,
points. Okay.
Famous halfways, famous middles, famous.
I love
of that
what you
nature.
Did with the category.
Okay.
See,
okay.
I'm already happy.
Already
right.
good.
Yeah. We shall see. All right, Arkan.
Let's go, expert.
Which state is home to the town known as the center of the nation?
I think it is.
Is that
Kansas?
Kansas.
No. Kansas is my answer. No, it's not Kansas.
No.
All right.
Andy, which state is home to the town known as the center of the nation?
Iowa.
No, I'm sorry. Arkan, is it A, Kansas, B, no. Nebraska, or C, South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Yes. We got a. Right, he's on the board, right. ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I couldn't be Nebraska.
I would have guessed Nebraska.
I wouldn't have guessed Nebraska.
South Dakota's the center of the nation?
South Dakota's a little further in
but
the middle.
But it's north.
Right?
Belforge, South Dakota.
Belforge?
It's known as the center of the nation. That's okay. right.
All right.
All right. I already learned something.
Andy, the Celtics have 18 banners. What year did they win their ninth banner? Ooh, you see the whales turning. You can see.
1969.
No. Arkan.
That would have been nice.
It's got to be somewhere in the 60s because Russell won like 11, right? So, 1966?
Son of a.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
All right, here's one.
All right.
We're going to bring over.
That
from
was a
the,
Hail Mary.
From the Rich Keefe Show. Twitchers. When I'm guessing,
no,
I need
start.
Your assistance.
Okay.
Arkan, I will let you know that Andy is very competitive.
Right.
I don't know if you know this about him, but Andy is
well,
very
better
competitive.
Start competing
and I'm down 2-0.
He's down 2-0.
Yeah, you're
so
down
that 2-0. Means it's like brass knuckles cheating time.
All right, Arkan.
Yes.
Wait.
You just went.
I stole
Celtics.
That from you. Yeah.
yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Arkan.
I'm porked.
Believe you can, and you're halfway there. That's a famous quote by who? Believe you can. And you're halfway there.
Oh, believe you can, comma, and you're halfway there.
yes.
Sorry. I was thinking it was like two different quotes. I thought believe you can was one, and you're halfway there was
no,
the other
sorry.
One. Believe you can, and you are halfway there sounds like something that like Tony Robbins would say. Tony Robbins?
No.
No? Okay.
Andy.
Dumbo.
No. Dunzo. Arkan, believe you can and you are halfway there. Famous quote by A, Benjamin Franklin, B, Mr. Rogers, or C, Theodore Roosevelt.
Roosevelt?
God, kid is on a roll.
Yeah!
The kid is on a roll.
I just almost swore.
Woo!
Getting smoked.
Wow, were you going to be the first one to
I
drop
I knew it wasn't going to be Mr. Rogers. So
I thought 50-50. That Mr. Rogers would
50-50
fool
50-50
you.
There. No.
That's probably what I would have guessed.
All right, Andy.
3-0.
Three
walk off.
What date, month and day, what date marks the halfway point of the year of the Gregorian calendar? He's thinking.
I know. I can hear the hamster.
June 21st.
No, I'm sorry. Arkan.
June 16th.
No, I'm sorry. Andy, is it A, July 2nd, B, July 4th, or C, July 6th?
July 2nd.
He's on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
He is on the board.
Right, there you go.
Let's go. 3-1?
Yes, 3-1. Okay. Arkan, which Harry Potter book marks the halfway point for the series?
I don't know any Harry Potter. I've never read a single page of a Harry Potter book, and I've never seen any of the movies.
So just guess something.
So I'm going to say Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
He's right. That sounds legit.
Is that a real name of one of the books?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Crown.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Arcan, is it A, Harry Potter in the Goblet of Fire?
Uh-huh.
B, Harry Potter in the Order of the Phoenix? Or C, Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets?
I'm going to say the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. Not bad for someone who's never known.
Yeah.
He's luckiest SOB ever.
He's doing all right today.
I can't believe I got 1966 was like egregious. But I'm hot right now. I got to get back on my betting apps.
All right, Andy. Brian and I were laughing at you earlier today. You didn't know why. You might find out right now.
Because I'm short.
As of today, which year would mark the halfway point for America?
since the birth of America.
Quick math.
See the smoke coming out of his ears.
I need to write something down real quick.
Zero. Don't forget to carry the one.
Nine. Ten. Eight. 1800.
No. 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 You're off.
1892.
No. Andy, is it A, the halfway point for America? Yeah, you see what you did?
1900.
There we go.
Ah.
I didn't carry the one.
I was close. Damn.
Oh, that's great.
Because it was 76 and 24. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was a nice round number.
Three.
I should have stole that one.
What's the
damn
score?
It is four to two.
Yes. Let's go.
4-2. All right, we're back over at Arcan. Arcan, the Red Sox have won 9 World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Which year's title sits right in the middle?
Okay. So 2018, 2013, 07, 04, 1918.
The kid's money. The kid is money.
1918.
He actually did a good job with that one. That one wasn't just a lucky guess.
Yeah, that was good. I knew that one, yeah. All right.
All right, Andy. This state is home to the halfway point of the infamous Route 66.
The blank expression.
Kansas.
No, I'm sorry. Arcan. Halfway point of Route 66 is in which state?
Missouri.
No. No. I'm sorry. Andy, is it A, Texas, B, New Mexico, or C, Arizona?
Ah, shoot. New Mexico.
No. Arcan.
Oh, I get to guess now?
Yeah.
I would say Texas.
He got it.
I was going to guess that, but I thought it was too obvious, so I didn't guess it.
Okay. We are
going
over,
to... I think I already beat
yeah,
him.
Yeah, 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 but we got
what
two more. What? We got two
what?
More.
6-2.
6-2.
No,
six
you counted
two.
Twice.
We forgot to carry the one, I think.
Jesus.
I does this.
Okay, we are over here to Arcan, right?
Yep.
I believe, yes.
Yeah,
well, okay, this one is not multiple choice. One could argue that this famous TV character was suffering one of these as we watched his journey from respected science teacher to a feared meth kingpin.
Am I guessing the character?
Nope. This famous character was suffering possibly from one of these.
So we're talking about Walter White and a midlife crisis? Hey, all right. Thank you.
I mean, that couldn't have been any easier. Why can't I get that one?
All right, Andy, the last question.
You'd have blown it anyway.
I hate you.
Afternoon Show with Arcan and Hart.
It's a good show.
Has done 52 shows together.
Really?
October 2nd would mark the halfway point of this very show. What story did the show lead off with that day?
October 2nd. Specific story, or am I like...
It was a big story at the time.
Drake May starting.
No, I'm sorry.
I felt good about that answer.
Second.
I felt good about it. That was too early.
We were doing Drake May starting in the spring.
Actually starting.
Was it Celtics opening night?
No, I'm sorry. Andy, was it A, starting Drake May, B, signing Jeremy Swayman, or C, Cora says that this year will be the last year of the struggle.
Signing Jeremy Swayman.
Nothing I'd love more than just the surprise. Hit the breaking news sounder. 8 million, 8 years.
Yeah!
They agreed to it, and we're moving on with our lives. You know how happy that would make me?
Andy Hart, you got it. Jeremy Swayman was the lead story of that day.
Good
and
one.
That is how you play Quiz with Stiz.
Good quiz, Stiz.
So that
Good
was
quiz.
What was the final? 6-3?
6-3.
What happened is the... Oh, we missed one completely. Yeah, that's bad.
Neither one of us got one.
That
yeah,
says
I forget
we're
which
morons.
One, but yeah, neither one of us got one of them. That's true.
6-3. Okay, I'll be better next time. I'll be better next time.
That's
Hope
all right.
So.
Yeah,
good
that's
job,
it.
Stiz. Now I need the Twitchers, because if you remember
I
from...
I sat my starters in the fourth quarter of this one.
I also need the Twitchers or the Texters to check the answers, because Stiz has a history of
also,
being
that's
wrong.
That's a good point, right, yes.
So there is a chance, like the very first one. What's the middle of the country? You say Kansas. He goes, no, and then they're like, no, it's Kansas.
Center of the nation. Belfort, South Dakota.
Okay.
I believe you.
Okay.
So good job. Good job.
That was Stiz. My first quiz was this. I enjoyed that.
It was enjoyable, yeah.
I enjoy winning.
And he gets very creative.
He does. That was good. All right. Well, listen, from now on in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll go behind the glass and we'll see what you guys come up with. Quiz with Stiz was our debut of that. We'll have more of those down the road. And I hope you enjoyed playing along there at home. 617-779-7937. We'll wrap things up next with Odds and Ends.
Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Time for Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate your car today and it can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. We told you at the beginning of the show, as it was breaking news right at the start of the show, that there were 43 monkeys on the loose in South Carolina who escaped from a bio lab. As of this, right now, I just scanned Twitter and all the Google News and everything else. As far as I know, they've not caught any one of these 43 monkeys. They're all still running around. They've urged everybody to lock their doors and shut their windows and don't approach the monkeys and don't interact with them, while also assuring everybody that they're not don't have diseases and that they're not, you know, carrying some sort of thing. And I was thinking about that, and it's maybe they do, maybe they don't. What if it's not a disease thing? What if they're training these monkeys to be like super soldiers or something?
Ooh.
Like, what if it's like a monkey army that they're
now you're reading the tea leaves
at the bio lab, and they're like, lock the doors and lock the windows because these monkeys will come in there and rip you apart. They're not big; they're little monkeys. They're little like 21-inch monkeys that are, and they're all female, and they're all young, and they're all running
they're
free
all
in South Carolina. They're all female monkeys. Yeah.
Huh.
Reese's monkeys,
why
I believe,
that?
Is what they are. I don't know.
Reese's?
Yeah, Reese's.
Like Reese's Pieces?
It's spelled like it should say Reese's, but it's actually pronounced Reese's, I guess. Anyways, there's 43 of them. They're all running around South Carolina, and the police haven't caught any of them yet. And I'm concerned that there's a monkey army being raised in South Carolina right now, and now 43 of their soldiers are just on the loose looking for, I don't know, I don't know what they're trained to do. I don't know what their orders are. But maybe they didn't like being cooped up by the humans, so they overpowered the humans. They broke out of the bio lab, and now, you know, watch out. Here come the soldier monkeys.
Do they have weapons, you think? Do they know how to use weapons?
Well, you saw in Planet of the Apes, remember Caesar was making spears and, you know, all that stuff? Like, they probably could, right?
There is a famous picture where a monkey is using a spear to catch a fish. This is a real picture.
Yeah, right. Yes.
And they think that monkeys may be entering their own Stone Age. Some theories.
So they're chasing us. Evolutionary.
They're catching up, yeah.
Yeah.
The monkey Stone Age has now evolved to the monkey age of war against the humans. Just a thought, just a theory.
Wait,
I don't know anything.
They have nukes.
Right. Monkey nukes.
I don't think I have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I think I'll be gone by that time.
This
is an interesting story. I missed it the first time that you said they were all females. Maybe they're just looking to, like, it's like a bachelorette party or something. They're just going to go
girls
to Nashville.
Night.
Have
That'd
fun.
Be nice. That'd be nice. But I'm worried it's a all-lady monkey army that's going to destroy humanity.
Be a good movie.
It would be
if
a
it
good
is
movie.
An all-lady monkey army. Because you've had the all-lady armies, like in Black Panther.
Right.
Like his whole crew there. And
Hunger Games, wasn't there a lady army in Hunger Games? Or am I just thinking of what's her name with the bow and arrow? I don't know. I didn't see those movies. I didn't
Plus
see those.
Captain
or Harry
America.
Potter, anything else.
Or Captain Marvel.
Captain America, not a...
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was a lady, that's
And then
sure.
there was a whole crew of women helping her out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the next evolution.
Yeah, certainly could be.
43 female monkeys looking to whoop somebody.
I wonder who they're going to pin this on, because clearly someone screwed up.
The here. Russians.
The Russians?
I would think.
The Russians left the monkey cage unlocked or something? I don't know.
Either that or like an intern.
Yeah,
you know, you got to latch the door when you close it. You can't just like gently push it.
It's honor system with the money. All right, guys, don't break out.
Have you ever seen that meme on Instagram where the guy's like, hey, boss, how much do you pay the new guy? And he's like, $20. It's way too much. And it shows some, like, catastrophe on a job site. Maybe it's one of those. Maybe they hired, like, a new front office helper.
Could be.
$20 an hour. And, you know,
we have a call on the line from Pete in the car. He says he works for a research company that has monkeys like this. Pete, hello?
Do tell.
I used to work for a research company local here. They work on the same type of monkeys, rhesus. They're small. They're wicked strong. But what I think happened is that someone, an employee, probably let these out. There's large security systems. Like, it's very hard for, unless it happened in transit, someone most likely
let them out on purpose, like to liberate.
Like a PETA person.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. These places are often, like, you have to keep them low-key so that you don't know they exist. You know, because you got picketers and people protesting.
And what would they have been doing with these monkeys?
Yeah, what's the type of stuff you do with them?
Drug test. It's testing. Testing drugs.
Oh, good. We got a bunch of drugged up monkeys all running around South Carolina.
That's, 28 days later.
That's pretty good. That's a good thing to have. That's, I'll tell you what. At least we have. I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, don't.
Don't
need to.
It's going to make a Trump joke, but I mean, what's the
nope,
point?
Nope, let's move on.
At least we have a guy who's good with infectious diseases.
So I know it's late in the bitching hour.
Yes.
We're moving on. Late in the bitching hour, and I know I want to make you a little bit angry. So you know that there's been some turnover on the coaching staff of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
They got rid of Luke Getsy, their offensive coordinator.
The whole offensive staff got touched a little bit, right?
Their new offensive coordinator is Scott Turner. And do you know who he brought in as a consultant to help oversee the offense?
Scott Turner, consultant to oversee the offense. Matt Patricia.
No. A coach by the name of Norv. Norv Turner.
Ow.
A.K.A. his dad. And I know you love when family members help out other family members. Obviously, Norv Turner was actually the Raiders head coach at one point in time. Mm-hmm. Former Dolphins offensive coordinator. Washington, I think. Cowboys. I mean, been all around the league.
Right.
So you must have
Norv these days?
He's got to be pretty old.
Norv's got to be up there, right?
So do you have a problem with Scott Turner bringing in Daddy to help him run the Raiders offense?
I think it's weird, yeah.
Weird. Why is it weird?
I think it's weird to hire your dad and then start giving him instructions of what to do. I do think that's weird. I do.
Do you think the people in the building, including players, think it's... You think Jacoby Myers is like, wait, that old dude you brought in is your dad? So do I listen to you or your dad? Do you need your dad to fight for you too? I think Jacoby Myers, it bothers him?
I don't know if it'll bother him, but I'm sure there'll be guys in the locker room that are like, what the hell?
Why?
So now we get rid of all these guys, and obviously it wasn't working there, but now we're bringing in this father-son combination where the son is telling the father what
and
to do.
He's a legend. He's a legendary offensive mind.
He is. What was he doing before this?
I don't think anything.
Yeah, okay, so that's sort of the point, isn't it? He was with the Carolina Panthers as the offensive coordinator back in 2018. He was, after Rivera got fired, he was moved to special assistant to the head coach. And that was in 2019, and for the last 5 years, I don't know, he's doing...
Chilling.
F all, so there you go. But, I think it's weird. What do you want from me? I think it's weird when this happens.
Your hate for familial hirings and relationships bothers me.
I didn't say I hate it.
In a world where dads should help their kids out, you're just going to be squashing him down.
I don't mind helping my son out. I'm not going to just bring him in and have him be the host number two on the show, if that's what you're asking.
Well, three, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Host.
We'll see
you
what
got
happens.
Moved out real quick.
We'll
huh?
see what happens, right? I mean, that's what happens. You bring in the father, you bring in the son, and someone else loses their job. That's generally how that works. That's why I don't like it. I don't like nepotism. I'd have never liked that. What's wrong with not liking nepotism? Why do you like nepotism?
I just think it's cool that a son and a father are working together and sharing this opportunity in life.
Over somebody else who is qualified for the job? And
there's nobody more qualified than Norv Turner to be a consultant over an
case.
Office.
What about Bronny James?
They were more qualified. Lots more qualified. Probably hundreds more qualified. Did you also happen to catch my show name idea in the Twitch chat? They were looking for show name ideas.
No, I missed it. What is it?
I went with the Andy Hart Show hosted by Christian Arkin.
That's not bad. That's pretty funny, actually. The Andy Hart Show starring Christian Arkin.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I'm glad you're on board. Let's go see Ken. We can talk about
it. It's kind of funny. Ken's back, so yeah, I'll go ask him. There you go. That's all the time we have here. Stick around as we have
Thursday night football coming your way. And prior to that, I believe it's Shimon Fitzy. Is that it? Or no, it's not.
KJ and Fitzy.
KJ and Fitzy. Thank you very much. KJ and Fitzy will be taking you right up until Thursday night football tonight. It's a good matchup here. You got your Bengals. You got your Ravens. We'll talk about it with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on a Patriots Friday right here on WEEI. Bye.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.